The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Finn Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Finn.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today is a really great topic and one that we've been involved in through the Health Department, and that is Kingston on the Move, and that is really talking about access to exercise opportunities, economic vitality, access to fresh and healthy foods. And Kingston is really doing some pretty amazing things in that realm. And I'll read right from their website. It says, "We envision the city of Kingston as a vibrant, bustling community. Its safe and reliable transportation system moves and connects people to places with a variety of motorized and non-motorized options, working together to provide users with a seamless and stress-free experience." And our guest today is Kristen Wilson, who is a good friend of ours.
Absolutely.
Because we've worked with her
in a lot of different areas
over the years. Kristen is the grants manager for the City of Kingston in the Office of Economic and Community Development, and she seeks funds for a range of city projects in the areas of transportation, water infrastructure, the environment, housing, fire safety, just about everything. Kristen previously worked as senior resource educator for Cornell Cooperative Extension, where we worked with her. Mm-hmm. She's directed several public health related grant projects, guided the Live Well Kingston Coalition, which is now a city commission, and she was facilitator and coordinator of our Healthy Ulster County Council, which is a community-wide coalition bringing all of the organizations in Ulster County together who are working on various aspects of community health and wellness together. So we are very fortunate to have Kristen here today.
Welcome, Kristen.
Hi, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Kristen, the first thing we're going to talk about, there are many things that are going on in the city of Kingston and in Ulster County, all of which really impact health and the health of the community. Could you just focus a little bit more, though, on the transportation projects that are going on in the city of Kingston?
Sure. Mayor Noble, when he became mayor, was very interested in transportation, as really a cornerstone of his administration, and really improving transportation in the city of Kingston, focusing on pedestrian and bicycle and transit, as well as making it more easy for vehicles to move around the city as well. And so in the last year and a half, we've developed a strategic transportation plan and a new vision called Kingston on the Move. Really, this vision is about how can we move people around the city so that transportation isn't something that you sort of have to suffer through. It's more something that could be an enjoyable experience. And it really relates to our public health. I mean, we spend a lot of time in our cars or on a bike or walking, and to get to where we need to go. And the choices that you make when you're transporting yourself can be a significant part of your day. And if you have an opportunity to walk or bicycle or be more actively transporting yourself, then can lead to a healthier lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Now, aside from public health, there's a huge economic development dimension to this as well, right? Because if you look in the Hudson Valley and you look at cities like the city of Hudson or Beacon, right, where they've become really a destination communities, not just drive-through communities, but places where people can park their cars and walk and shop and dine and entertain themselves and have and really enjoy the full grandeur of those cities. So is that a a big consideration in this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really part of what our strategic plan is about, is creating Kingston as a destination and kind of slowing everybody down. So, you know, for example, when you drive down Broadway right now, you just speed by and it's kind of hard to see the businesses, or even on Albany Ave. I know when I drive down Albany now, I'm trying to see what is that business, and I'm going too fast, I can't really see it. But if we can slow people down and also get people out on the streets, then it can really benefit businesses and economic development in general. So that's one of the main reasons we'd really like to improve the streetscape of not just Broadway, but many of the streets in Kingston.
Well, actually, it's about safety, certainly. That's a paramount consideration. But you're right. It's also about taking the time to appreciate the beauty and, you know, of the architecture, of the history of the area, of the beautiful river and the creeks that run through it. So, you know, the more that we really take into account the beauty of what we're the resources that we have here, in addition to getting from one point to another, but just enjoying what we see in the course of doing that.
You'll see more and more visitors to Kingston. I mean, I was out on last Saturday night in Uptown, and it was just I was astounded at the number of people out there and new faces and people just, you know, walking around and having conversations and interacting. And it was really a nice thing.
Well, and really millennials and families are looking for walkable communities. So real estate agents will be able to tell you about the walkability scores, and people who are looking for houses are looking for places that they can easily walk to the grocery store or to a business district. And that's the environment that we really want to create in Kingston.
Older active adults too, right? I mean, that's really the, you know, where housing, entertainment, work, recreation, all, and public transit all co-located, which
exactly.
is really. So on that note, tell us about the Kingston Green Line. We've heard a lot about it. People have heard a lot about it, or maybe a little bit about it. But tell me what the grand vision of the Green Line is and what the status is today.
Yeah, so the Green Line is something that was envisioned originally by the Kingston Land Trust, and they commissioned a study called the Green Line Conceptual Plan. And essentially, this study proposes a network of trails, complete streets, bike lanes, and linear parks in the city of Kingston. So it's really a system of walking and bicycling corridors that will connect the four rail trails that are coming in from many different ends of the county, and it'll be a hub for the county and for the region for rail trails. In fact, the Empire State Trail that the governor recently announced will be coming through Kingston, so it'll be coming up the Wallkill Valley Rail Trail and connect into Kingston, then go up the Hudson River and then back across the bridge to Rhinebeck or Rhinecliff. And, you know, that's really exciting for Kingston that it's going to come through here, and it'll come on the Kingston Green Line. And so the Green Line has about 10 different projects. We have a map on our website. You can, if you just go to the City of Kingston website and look for Kingston on the Move, you can find the map there. And all of the different projects are different sections or different phases of this ultimate vision of connecting all these neighborhoods and streets for walkers and bikers.
Well, certainly the county executive with the RecConnect initiative several years ago to, you know, it's online so that folks know where they can go to hike or to walk. And this can certainly be the sort of the city component of RecConnect right in the heart of the county here.
Now, one of the projects that was illustrated, articulated in our recent community health improvement plan was the section that runs through Midtown Kingston. Why is that in particular important? What does that offer the community that they might not have had before?
Well, there's two sections in Midtown. So there's actually Three. but the Broadway Streetscape Project is, I think, what you're referring to, and that would run from essentially St. James to Grand Street in Midtown. And really the goal of that project, originally, it was a plan that was commissioned through the Ulster County Transportation Council. And the goal is to improve safety. There are a lot of accidents on Broadway, and Broadway has, you know, a lot of issues with the way that it's currently configured. And so the goal was to give it a slow motor vehicle traffic down in between lights, but make the lights more synchronized. So if you're traveling from one end of Broadway to another in a motor vehicle, you can go 30 miles an hour and hit all the green lights instead of 40 miles an hour red light, 40 miles an hour red light, which is dangerous for pedestrians.
Very dangerous.
Right.
So that was the original goal, was to improve safety. And then we were able to add in reconstruction of all the sidewalks, the addition of a protected bike lane, and green infrastructure. So what they call bioswales or rain gardens will be installed in between the sidewalks and the street. I think that covers everything of that project. But, you know, really it's giving Broadway a complete facelift and turning it into, like you said earlier, a destination, a place where people want to be, kind of like an urban room, you know, mm-hmm. a place that you want to spend time, you want to frequent businesses, and just you know, an enjoyable place to be. So.
And I think married with the fact that that is now an arts district, right? Midtown is designated arts district, and you have UPAC right there.
And undergoing renovation at this point, and the Kingston High School undergoing renovation and mm-hmm. expansion.
Community College
now right in the center of the city. I mean, all of these things come together mm-hmm. to make it a success.
Mm-hmm. And there's also another part of the Green Line, which is the Midtown Lanier Park, which
right,
is being run by the county executive.
Absolutely.
And Ulster County Planning. And that will be a linear park, or, you know, part of the rail trail, part of the Green Line, and will be very close to Broadway, and we'll also add more green space to Midtown.
Right, and the folks in Midtown Kingston don't really have a park, right? An outdoor recreation place that's really close by to them?
Yeah, there's one small park, Van Buren Park, mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's relatively small. It's mm-hmm. really just you know, a playground, and then there's the George Washington School playground. Mm-hmm. But other than that, to access green space, if you want to not go in your car to access green space, it's quite a walk, or it can be quite a ways.
And also gives folks too the ability to walk or bike to a large supermarket, right? Because there is none in Midtown Kingston, so now we'll be able to walk or bike to Hannaford and then the farmers markets and uptown,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ultimately from Midtown, you'd be able to take the Midtown Linear Park and bring you right to Hannaford.
That's really terrific.
Right.
That's really terrific. Well, we want to hear more about this because it's all really exciting and really a great thing for the larger community. But first, we have to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
In emergency care, it's all about experience. At Health Alliance Hospital Broadway Campus, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, it's another way we're investing in you. We're board certified in emergency medicine, nationally recognized in stroke care, and use telemedicine to give patients access to the region's leading specialists. Patients tell us we make their experience exceptional by treating them with the utmost respect. Health Alliance Hospital Broadway Campus, we're advancing care here. Visit hahv.org for more.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Kristen Wilson, Grants Manager for the City of Kingston. Kristen, can you tell us a little bit more about the I-587, otherwise known as Chandler Drive, intersection project?
Sure. So that's a project that is being designed and constructed through the New York State DOT. So they're the owners of that intersection and the managers of that project. And the city is obviously in a supportive role. The council passed a resolution in 2012 supporting the plan for the project, and we are supporting them to design it. And it'll connect to the Broadway streetscape project. So as I mentioned earlier, Broadway will have new sidewalks, bicycle lanes, green infrastructure. And so we're working together to coordinate the two projects and to make a sort of a seamless transition between the Broadway project and the I-587 project. That the I-587 project is a roundabout, and the DOT has also been working on how will we accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists through there. There will be a 10-foot multi-use path that will go around the roundabout. Mm-hmm. So if you're riding your bicycle up Broadway, you'd be able to then follow Broadway onto this multi-use path, and it would bring you around. You'd have to get off your bike at some spots and cross on crosswalks, but it'll be a better experience for pedestrians and bicyclists getting through there.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Now, I've seen a lot of intersection work going on around the city, like with new striping and new curb cuts and I guess there are talking pedestrian signs, right, that allow people to cross for disabled folks. Is that part of the overall plan too, as far as safety is concerned?
Well, anytime that the city does a paving project, they also need to get the curb ramps up to ADA standards and meet ADA accessibility guidelines. So that's what the curb ramp work that you might be seeing is. But also recently there was some work on Lucas Ave and Hurley Ave through our Safe Routes to School project where...
Oh, yeah, that's one I saw. Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Could you talk a little bit more about that? Obviously, we're all concerned about the safety of our children, especially the children who walk to school. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so that was a project that was started in 2012 or 2013, and it just went to construction this year. Essentially, the purpose of the project was to improve pathways to the Bailey and Edson schools in Kingston. And so on Lucas Ave, they put some new speed signs, those flashing speed lines, that speed signs that tell you how fast you're going. So they really help with getting people to slow down.
They do.
Especially, when they're coming in from the town of Ulster and you hit the city of Kingston line, the speed limit is 30 miles an hour there, but people are coming in at 40 or 50.
Yeah,
miles an hour.
They're going and they don't notice, right?
Right. So this kind of says, slow down.
Yeah.
We put some of those in. They also put in a new sidewalk up Burhan's Boulevard, and it kind of goes around the ballpark there. And they put some new signage that says, here's where pedestrians are going to be crossing. And
well, that's important because it's a New York State law that you're supposed to stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. But all too often, we don't see that happening, and that is recipe for disaster, that if people don't acknowledge the fact that the pedestrians do have some right of way in that crosswalk.
I think two motorists kind of get in a trance, like when they're entering, going from a higher speed to a lower speed in particular, they're kind of acclimated to a certain speed, and then they all of a sudden, unless you break that with some kind of signage or trees or some kind of landscaping or other features that get people to realize you're now in a
different place
where there are pedestrians and children crossing and so on.
Well, and that's part of really our strategy is to work on changing the infrastructure to support safer behavior and, both for the motorists, but then also to support healthier lifestyles. And so, if you have the infrastructure in place, then there are other ways to address behavior, and we certainly need to work on those things too. At least my office is really focused on what can we do to improve the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. And we know that you also Kingston adopted a sidewalk policy, right, through citywide. Is that right? Can you talk a little bit about what this planning is around sidewalks and upgrading?
So we have a complete streets advisory council. It's been around since 2011, and they formed a sidewalk task force to take a look at the sidewalk code, the city code, and really start to try to come up with some solutions to address the lack of sidewalk. Well, our sidewalks are in really poor condition, and really the first strategy, or the first thing that the city needed to do, was revise its own sidewalk code. It was not up to ADA standards, and really was lacking in direction. If you were a homeowner, you wanted to repair your sidewalk, and you went to the city to get your sidewalk permit, there was not very much direction about what that sidewalk should look like, you know, how wide it should be, what materials should be used. And so the task force basically revised that code. It's about 20 pages of code. And it really defines, it really lays out, this is exactly how wide a sidewalk should be, and what materials should be used, and how it should be constructed. So that policy was passed by the council and signed into law by the mayor. I think it was either the end of July or the beginning of August in the last 2 weeks or so. And the city, the sidewalk task force, will be going forward with a second phase to look at how can we come up with a better program to maintain the sidewalks. So right now, sidewalk maintenance is completely the responsibility of the homeowner, but we want to look at some new tools that we may be able to use to have the city be more responsible for some of the actual sidewalk replacement.
Now, when you say maintenance, is that just snow removal and that kind of thing, or actual replacing like broken pavement, or how does that work?
The existing code, and the code before our committee ever went to work on it, and this is kind of the same for all cities in New York State, except for Ithaca, and we're looking at Ithaca as a model, is to the homeowners are responsible for complete reconstruction, rehabilitation, and maintenance, snow and everything, of their sidewalks.
Wow.
So it's kind of, you know, what's been done in New York State and many states all over the country for years, and it's not really working that well.
I could see it being very fragmented and inconsistent, you know, depending on people's being able to afford it, or being conscientious enough to do it.
I think it sort of dates back to a time when the sidewalk was sort of part of your property, or it was your kind of stoop, and you maintained it the way that you wanted it to look. And it was maybe back at a time when people cared more about sidewalks. I mean, you think about the old bluestone sidewalks and how beautiful they were in the city of Kingston. But now we have a different economic time.
Or also when people utilized sidewalks more, right? Where they were much more dependent on sidewalks than they are now. Now, is that also taken into account the sidewalks that are like in between homes, where they might be going through like a wooded area or like an open field that might be owned maybe by the city, or is if the city owns it in that section, then they're responsible?
Whoever is the owner is responsible. Whoever is the property owner, it's kind of a weird setup. I mean, essentially the city is the owner of the property, but the homeowner is responsible for the maintenance. So there, it's usually sidewalks are within the highway boundary, or you know, otherwise known as the
right of way.
The right of way for the city.
And does the city have, or you know, I think I read an article recently about there's a scanning project of sidewalks, but is that part of like an overall inventory of all the sidewalk assets in the city to kind of get a feeling for what state of disrepair they might be in, or what's needed?
Yeah, there's an ADA mandate actually that the city needs to do. Any city with I think it's over 50 employees has to do a sidewalk inventory, and so we just started that this past year. We're working with an intern from SUNY New Paltz who's interested in becoming a transportation planner, and she's worked with us last spring, and she'll be working with us this fall again on beginning that really last spring we were trying to figure out what methods should we use to inventory all of these sidewalks, because there's lots of different methods out there, and we've pretty much determined what method we'll use, and she's going to start the inventory this fall.
That's great. And that's citywide,
and that would basically, you know, I think it's, I can't remember, I want to say 80 miles of sidewalk. It's a lot of miles.
Wow, it
might be wrong with that number, but it's a lot of sidewalks.
And does that inventory the intersections where sidewalks will cross a particular street
to
find out what the condition is?
Every intersection, and really analyzing it for ADA accessibility.
Wow.
So if you think about the city of Kingston, we have a lot of issues, and essentially after we do that inventory, we'll then create a plan for how we'll address the issues, mm-hmm. and it'll probably be over 20 or 30 years.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I think, though, you know, when you consider the Broadway streetscape and the Green Line and, you know, connecting up of the roundout to Midtown to Uptown and all this great work and safe routes to schools, it really is, it's truly... truly incredible what's going on, you know, the collaboration.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
It really is.
Like, you can feel the energy in Kingston right now.
Absolutely.
It feels like it's at a tipping point, sort of.
Yeah, I think 5 or 10 years from now, Kingston will look really different. Broadway and I-587 are slated for construction in 2018, 2019, and some sections of the Green Line maybe a little sooner. Maybe next year we'll have the Kingston Point Rail Trail done. So I think it's going to look different and be an exciting place to live.
Well, you know, as a former municipal executive, I encountered, you know, in some of our projects, some of the opposition to some of the projects that we did, like sidewalks and so on. But once it actually happens and people are
happy with it,
and they can see it and feel it and touch it and walk on it, it becomes very different. So, Kristen, tell us about where people can go for more information.
So you can go to www.kingston-ny.gov/Kingston-on-the-Move, or if you just Google Kingston on the Move or Kingston Green Line, you'll probably find your way to our website.
And if you live in Kingston, attend a meeting, find out what's going on, maybe volunteer. Kristen will put you to work. All really great, exciting. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're
doing great work, you and your team and the mayor and everyone.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's all the time we have. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Please tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.